Listen, Uncle Zach. That black ghost ain't gonna show up.
Why, no, Larry. Never can tell what'll happen. He's as full of tricks as an egg is of meat.
Where's the sheriff set?
Look, right through here. Three tables down there. Between the two back windows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see him now. How about them two lookouts at Cameron?
Look to your left there. Yander's Idaho in that corner with sawed-off shotgun. And there's Tiny Bennett at the center table with his artillery leaning against that post.
Well, the lookout looks right interesting, Uncle Zach. It's about as nice a reception committee as a black ghost could wish for, but what gets me is why he deliberately wrote a note to Ace Cameron telling him he'd hold a saloon up tonight. How does he hope to get away with a stunt like that? I don't believe he'll try.
Now, listen, Larry. You don't know this fella. He'd try anything. He's a rank pison. Never misses a shot, and he always shoots to kill. Never runs no bluffs, neither. Now, get this into your head. He'll be here tonight just as sure shooting.
Well, I hope so. I'm a peace-loving fool myself, but as I've told you before, I'm so curious that I'd like to see this hombre hold up this particular keg of dynamite and get away with it. It just can't be done. Oh, look. Here comes the sheriff.
And he looks worried.
Scared, maybe?
No, sir. Ain't no yeller in Joe Haynes. He's expecting to see death tonight for somebody. Black Ghost never stages a holdup without a killing. Hello, Sheriff.
Howdy, Uncle Zach. Well, Brandon, I see you're on deck.
Yes, Sheriff. I wasn't exactly asked to this party, but I'm here to find out how come I wasn't.
You all ain't said nothing to the boys about a holdup, have you, Zach?
Of course not, Joe.
Well, I'll bet you my stack it won't show up. What's he waiting for, anyhow? We're all here.
He's waiting for the moon to rise over them pinnacles, that's what.
Oh, I remember now. You say he never pulls a stick up unless it's bright moonlight. Well, that's a funny one.
Well, that's right. I never figured that out, but it's true.
Sheriff, sit down for a minute.
All right. Just a minute, though. I want to get back to my table. It's right at the back door in case somebody tries to leave that way.
Where is Ace Cameron at tonight?
Well, I saw him a minute ago at the bar. Why?
Oh, nothing, Sheriff. Only wish you'd do me a favor. If this black ghost does try to stick up this place tonight, will you remember to spot Ace Cameron during the holdup?
Say, listen, son. You're a-barking up the wrong tree about Cameron. He wouldn't take a chance on stopping a bullet just for the fun of robbing his own bar.
Tell you can't tell, Sheriff. No matter what we think, we don't know who the black ghost is. Might be sitting here within 10 feet of us right now. We gotta be careful.
Yeah, that's a fact. He might be sitting here right now. Well, I'll try to watch for Ace. When it happens.
You mean if it happens?
No, sir. When it happens. Black Ghost be here.
Well, maybe so, but he sure will have his nerve.
And he's got a plenty. I'll give him credit for that, Brandon. Well, I'll get back to my table. See you all later.
All right, Sheriff. Uncle Zach, Sheriff Haynes is scared.
No, not scared, Larry. He's worried, but not enough to spoil his shooting arm. He's the kind that steadies up under danger. He's a thoroughbred, Larry. Well, of all things, I'll be dead hammered if Ace Cameron oughtn't to do something to keep that gal of his in home on a night like this.
Cameron's gal?
His daughter. Look, yonder by the office door.
Well, holy smoke. Listen, Uncle Zach, she can't stay here. I'm going to tell her to get out of here. She's crazy.
I know. But it ain't going to do no good to tell her that. She laugh at you.
Well, here goes for a try.
Now, sit still. She's walking this way.
This ain't no place for a girl like her. There's no telling what one of them miners might say to her.
Oh, they all know her, Larry. She's just as safe with them as she would be with you or me. But,
Uncle Zach.
Why, howdy, Miss Betty. My, but you do look sweet tonight. Say, meet an old friend of mine, Larry Brandon.
How do you do, Mr. Brandon?
Well, I'm certainly glad to meet you, Miss Cameron. Won't you sit down for a minute?
Well, I can't stay but a minute. I got to get back in the office. I'm helping Dad with his books tonight.
Well, I reckon you better start in them there books soon, Betty. This is liable to be a right lively place if that black ghost pays us a visit.
The black ghost?
Yes. Didn't your dad tell you? He's aiming to call on us tonight.
Not really. Oh, isn't this exciting?
Yes, and you just better...
Now you know, steal them cards off the top of the deck.
Hey, a dirty liar!
What's the matter over there?
All right, boys. That'll be about all.
Sheriff, this bum insulted me. Said I was cheating.
Well, a guy can't have a run of luck like that and not cheat.
You heard me. Just cool down or spend the night in the calaboose.
All right.
Well, Sheriff Haynes makes him step on the straight and narrow around here, don't he?
He's a fine man for Cameron City.
Yes, and he can whip any two of them. Now, Miss Betty, won't you please run along in the office like a sweet little gal?
Why, Uncle Zach, so you really want to get rid of me. And I've just been thinking how nice you were.
You can't win, Uncle Zach. Now, me, I like to have Miss Betty to be here.
Now, look here, young fella. If you're insinuating...
Miss Betty, just sit here by the wall, right over here.
Oh, so you can sit in front of me and shut off all the view, huh?
Well, it's safe over here, and that is if them books can wait in the office, but I think bookkeeping's better just now.
Oh, my gracious. Here you both are scared to death because I might get hurt. Don't you suppose I want to see things, too?
Listen, Miss Betty, it just don't sort of set right to see you in here and in a place like this, you know?
Thanks, Mr. Brandon. I guess things are different up here.
Begging your pardon, miss, but they ain't a bit different. The women should always be dependent on the men folks. A lot safer, for one thing, and then, too, it makes the men folks imagine that they really amount to something. But serious now, Miss Betty, I'm just a-setting on pins and needles worrying about you. Now, either you set in here behind us or get in that office. I'm a-getting mad fast.
Why, Uncle Zach, you wouldn't thank a person, would you?
Well, I don't know. I never raised no gals, but...
All right, Uncle Zach, I'll be good. How's this?
That's a heap better. Larry, where's your horse?
Oh, Star? Oh, he's out at the hitch rack out front. Why?
You didn't tie him up?
Say, I never tie Star. He'll be there when I want him. You know, there ain't another Waddy on earth that could ride him.
Oh, I'll bet I could.
Well, you sure are an optimist, Miss Betty.
Well, my horse is out back here. See, if it comes to a chase, I want you to watch the way the black ghost disappears. It's a sight to see.
Well, I'll try to be on hand, Uncle Zach. That is, if he gets away.
Now, you're the optimist, Mr. Brandon. He never fails to get away.
Look over there by the bar. There's that old cripple Winthrop.
Oh, yeah, that's the sheriff's pet, huh? He likes the sheriff just like so much poison.
Uh-huh. And he ain't never happy unless he's plumb miserable.
And the sheriff takes it, too.
Well, what else you suppose he can do? He can't hit a cripple, you know. And besides, Winthrop is...
Here's our bold, bad sheriff a-cooling his heels while the population of our fair city is afraid to stick their heads out of the window. Some sheriff, huh, boys?
Didn't your supper agree with you, Mr. Winthrop?
What's that to you, Joe Haynes?
Oh, nothing, only I reckon I'd be asking a lot of any supper to agree with you.
That's a good one.
Reach for the ceiling, then.
What's this?
Stick him up high. I got you covered from the window.
Look out.
He's here. Move lively now. You too, Sheriff.
Why? Why, he's outside the window.
All right, now. Every man line up against the wall. Get over there. And the first one that makes a break gets daylight thrown. Turn around, Sheriff. Face the wall. You, Idaho, drop that gun. You hear me? Drop it. You, over there with Zach. Put them hands higher.
Put them up, Larry. He ain't got a show. You know, we're here in the light, and he's outside that window in the dark.
All right, but just wait.
Oh, isn't this exciting?
Keep still.
Hey, you! Windsor!
Me?
Yes, you! Get in behind that bar. Take the money out of that till. And put it in a bag.
I won't do it! Ain't you satisfied to rob me without making me rob other folks, you dadgum rotten snake? Shoot! I ain't as scared of you.
Old man, do as you're told. We don't want to see you murdered. Now go on, get the money.
Oh, so you're scared, huh?
Now don't be a fool, Winthrop.
Winthrop, I'm counting three. One, two.
Oh, all right. I'll do it. I'll do it. Dadgummit all. Get over there a minute.
Chances now, Uncle Zach.
He's got the sheriff covered. You want to see him killed? Old man Winthrop's outside with the money.
I see a rifle barrel in the window now. No, it's a six gun. Look, Uncle Zach. Idaho's trying to get his gun to help stop him.
Steady there. Every man stay put.
Uncle Zach, Idaho's got his gun. Oh!
Hey, you. Get away from him. Get away.
He got him. Why, you!
Oh, I don't know.
You!
Shut up! The first man that moves gets his. What's along, boys? You better stay put a while.
Oh, I'd like to get just one shot at that snake.
Steady, boy. Our turn will come.
And here's something to remember me by.
Come on, boys. Let's get him. Come on, get out there. Get out there. Come on, boys.
Start.
Yes,
Larry, where are you?
Yeah, I'm up, Zach.
Well, come on, ride with me. All right now, boys, let's go.
Get up.